Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah. So let's get into it. Hello, my baby loves, and welcome back again to Her Success Podcast. It's your favorite host, Susie Supreme, with all things superior and successful. Today, we are going to be going in on you guys who are still willingly playing yourselves. As you can probably tell from today's title, we'll be discussing why you shouldn't be settling for less. So let's get into the term settling for less. What does this mean? So if someone or something is not contributing positively to your life, then you are settling for less. If it's not filling up your cup, if it's not, you know, adding to your life in a good way, if it's not giving you that positive energy, then you might be settling for less than what you deserve. This could be, you know, maybe in friendships and relationships and a job and something that you are doing that is just not adding any value to your life. If anything, it's taking away more than it is bringing into your life. And, you know, it all goes back to how you truly see yourself. If you see yourself as someone who is important and of high value, like, you wouldn't put yourself in spaces where it devalues you. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So if you do appreciate yourself, you would put yourself in positions that appreciate you. But if you don't really, you think you appreciate yourself, but look at your surroundings. Does your surroundings represent you? If you say yes, if your surroundings have good things and it represents you, then amazing. But if your surroundings don't really represent what you want in your life, then that's something for you to think, oh my gosh, do I really value myself? Am I really devaluing myself by putting myself in this position? And it makes you kind of question your self-worth and how you really, really see yourself. So yeah, if you saw yourself as someone of value and high importance, you would prioritize that, you know, with what you do, who you spend your time with, and most importantly, who you share your body with. Because if you don't see yourself as a person of value, the things you do, the people you associate yourself with will reflect this. And I truly believe it comes down to your self-esteem and how you see yourself and how you value yourself. You know, you might ask, well, why can't I just settle for less? You know, what if I can't have more? First of all, yes, you can. So if you have that mindset, you better change it fast, okay? Because you can really have the best of what you deserve only if you truly believe you deserve it and only if you really want it. So if you don't have goals for yourself and you want your life to be better than it is, you can't settle. If you really want to live la vida loca, you know, a good life, a blessed life, you can't settle for less than what you deserve. In settling, there is no growth and there is stagnation, meaning nothing is getting better. It is only deteriorating, like it's only getting worse. And if something is not improving, it's getting worse. It's not just going to stay like stagnant. It will only get worse. And as human beings, like I said in my last podcast episode, self-reflection, you know, we're like iPhones. We always need that constant update. We always need to refresh our mind. We always need to evolve. We always need to get with it. You can't be left behind. You can't be, you know, this world is always advancing. So it's left for you to keep up. So you can't settle for less, especially if you want a good life. It's left for you to make the moves and know what you truly deserve. And it will come to you. But, you know, it's down to you. So if you settle for less, there is no growth. Like, it's stagnation. Who wants that? I know I don't want that. I want to evolve, baby. I want to evolve with the times, okay? If you don't fulfill the goals you have in place for yourself, you won't develop as an individual. You will just stay as you are. And if you're happy as you are right now, okay, but you're going to change. Your age is changing. Your face is changing. Your body's changing. Everything's changing. So your mind needs to change along with the rest of you, okay? You can't just be stuck in one era of your life. You need to get with it. And get with it fast, okay? But fulfilling your goals give you a sense of purpose in your life, in who you are, what you can do that makes you happy, and it contributes positively in the world. And we all play a role in this world, every single one of us. So it's very important for you to know your value, take your stand. Like, ask yourself, who am I? And you should see yourself as a person who is smart, you know, beautiful, kind, like, or whatever, however you see yourself, but it should be in a positive light. And, you know, this person, are they fulfilling their goals? I hope they are, because when you really are fulfilling the goals that you plan for yourself, it boosts your self-esteem, it boosts your confidence, and most importantly, it helps you find your purpose and what you really want to do in this world and what you enjoy and what other people can love you for as well. Before we get in more, you know, detail, I want to ask you guys, do you feel like you're selling for less? Unsure? Okay, I got you. Let's tap into a few signs that you might be selling for less than you deserve, okay? One, you don't feel happy. You feel miserable. Number two, you feel unworthy and you feel like giving up. Number three, you envy what other people have. Four, you overthink. Five, you complain and never work towards improving yourself or improving the situation. Six, you always feel anxious, depressed, and stressed. Seven, you have self-limiting beliefs. So what are self-limiting beliefs for you who may not understand what it means? It basically is like, I can't do this. I'm not ready. I don't have... You're always just saying, I can't. You're like, what's the word I'm looking for? You're minimizing yourself. You don't know what you can truly do. So if you think of yourself so small, that is you having a self-limiting belief, because you should believe that you are limitless, okay? And number eight, you feel like you're playing small. If you genuinely feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm playing small, like I know there's more to me than this. I know that I could be doing this. I see my mates doing this. I know I could do this, maybe even better. Then you're settling. Number nine, you procrastinate and never take the leap of faith for yourself. So you're just like, complaining. But what are you doing to change the situation? If you feel like, you know, maybe one or more, because, you know, it's okay to feel at least one of these signs once in your lives. I know I have. I've felt every single one of these signs in my life. But if you're feeling maybe over five of them in this time period in your life with the people around you, with what you're doing, then you are 100% settling for less than you deserve. And you might be the reason that you are not happy, because entirely you are in control of, you know, the people that you have in your life, bar family. When it comes to your friends, when it comes to your partners, when it comes to your job, if something is not satisfying you, you could easily leave it. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done. I understand that. But there's a goal you need to get to. And if something is hindering you, it needs to go. Because, you know, we always think, oh, I'll do it then. I'll do it this time. But honestly, time isn't promised. And it's only by the grace of God that we've even made it to, I'm recording this 1st of February, that I've even made it to, you know, the 1st of February this month. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. But tomorrow isn't even promised. So why not work on it today? Start now and continue doing it, because, you know, you got to do it. So as humans, why do we do this to ourselves? You know, I feel sometimes it's not intentional, and it's not till we go through a crisis and we realize we're actually not happy with our life and how things are going. But the reason we make unknowingly, like the reason why we may unknowingly settle for less is because we feel comfortable in the situation that we're in. And that fear of the unknown is crippling. So like staying in a job that, you know, you might not like as much is like, okay, I've been here for a while. I know the people. I know what to do with the workplace. So because of comfortability, sometimes we're just so scared to look for something else because we're scared of what if. But baby, you got to do what you got to do to make you happy. And fear should be out of the equation. Don't let fear stop you from reaching your goals or reaching your full potential. But you have to be brave, because with comfortability comes stagnation. And, you know, taking a risk on yourself will bring you financial freedom. you have to bet on yourself. You have to take a risk on yourself. And I don't know about you guys, but even sometimes when my head starts to tell me, oh, you know, what if this, what if this, what if this, I know in the back of my mind, I have to keep going. I'm like, you know what, I cover my mind with the blood of Jesus and I only want positive thoughts in here, because sometimes those thoughts may sound like your voice, but it's not really you. It's not really you telling you that you can't really do those things that you set your mind to. If you take the risk on yourself and you get that financial freedom, your life is going to be healthier. Your friendships are going to be healthier. Relationships are going to be healthier. And you're just going to have that general happiness with yourself in life. And don't get me wrong, life will still life. But at least you're putting yourself in better positions each time, instead of staying in a position where you're not happy and you're feeling like, oh my God, I want to end it. You are in control. Remember that. Nobody else but you. Here are a few reasons why you shouldn't settle for less. Number one is you deserve the best. I don't know about you guys, but I believe that I wasn't just put on this earth to just go through all of this and then that be it. I believe that I'm going to enjoy the good things that God has put in this world for me to enjoy. I believe that because God loves me, I am someone who is valuable, and I believe that because I'm someone who is valuable, I will receive valuable things as well. But when you know you don't see yourself as someone as of value sometimes, and you allow things to happen in your life that you shouldn't, it equates to low self-esteem, and low self-esteem can lead to mental health problems. Mental health, it goes back to your mind. Your mindset is everything. How you think and how you behave. How you think will trigger how you behave and how you act. So your mindset is everything. You need to perceive yourself in a good light, in a light of value, a life of someone that is important, a life of someone who can do anything that they put their mind to. You have to live life to the fullest to really enjoy it and say that you lived a good life. And if you are settling for less, how do you expect yourself to achieve that? You need to be playing big. You're playing too small. You need to start thinking big, expand your mind, and put yourself in positions that you never thought you would put yourself in before. Tapping into your higher power. So what do I mean when I say your higher power? Whoever you, when you close your eyes and you envision that version of you that you want to get to, are you doing things to put yourself in alignment with that higher self, that person that makes you feel like your full potential? And that could be future you who has it all together, future you who has this lifestyle that you want, future you who has this businesses that you want. Are you putting yourself in alignment of what future you would be doing? Look at your lifestyle choices. The things that you're doing day to day, does it match what future you would be doing? So put yourself in alignment of your future self. Whatever you think, oh my God, you know, when I have this amount of money, because people always like to bet their lives on when I have this. Why not do it now? Why wait to having a certain thing? It's not going to change. Make the action now. Bet on yourself now and put yourself in the position to live your dreams sooner rather than later. Live your dreams in your youth while you still have it, while you're still lit. That would be the best, right? To live your dreams early rather than later. You won't be successful if you're still putting yourselves around people who are not enabling you to be successful. Everything starts with you. So you should be playing big for yourself. You should be dreaming high for yourself. All these people that you admire that are successful, they had fate in themselves. They put that risk in themselves. So do that for yourself. And whatever success is for you, I know people have different versions of what success is for them. But ideally, you know, we live in a world where people want to have the nicest things, and that's majority of the people. But I think to also have a sound mind and have people around you who also encourage you and support you, and it's genuine love aside from everything else, is important. And peace. I think we take peace for granted sometimes, but to be able to rest our head somewhere and have a family and just have a decent life is, it's a blessing. But When you stop settling for less, you unlock a whole new level of yourself. It's like an upgrade. You know, how you speak is different. Your confidence is different. You now know who you are. So when you can support yourself, you can stand on business more because now you know, oh my gosh, I am a valuable person. I'm not going to take this. I don't need to put myself in this position. I don't need to put myself around these people. I don't need to put myself in this situation. I don't need to share my body with this person who does not value me on the pedestal that I put myself on. Stop playing small. You are everything that you put your mind to. So if you see yourself as a person of value, a person of purpose, you can do it. And the best thing about when you stop selling for less is that you attract people more in that mind frame and that mindset that you're on. And, you know, you can meet people who are just so genuine. And it's just like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm putting myself in better spaces now. But yeah, you are what you attract. So I know a lot of people would say that saying, oh, birds of the same feather flock together. And some people are like, oh no, like da da. But sometimes you can't make excuses for it. There's a reason why you associate yourself with certain people, because there's a sort of relation there. You know, you wouldn't hang out with someone that you had nothing in common with completely. That would be such a rubbish friendship, right? But there is a form of relation with the people you put yourself around. And if these people are not representing good things, then that is a representation of the state that you see yourself in. But if these people are good people, genuine people, loving people, people who are just positive, and, you know, no human is perfect at the end of the day, but these people are good for your morale, good for your peace, then that is good that you have people who represent you. But if these people are doing all these things and then you're thinking, oh, but I don't do that, but it represents you to a certain point of view. So have people around you who can enable you as well as you enable yourself. And you are a product of your environment. Even if you want to say, oh, I don't relate to what my friends are doing, eventually you will, because when you put yourself in a certain environment for a long amount of time, you will start to do the same things without even knowing it. So put yourself in positions that will help you to grow and become better. My mom would always advise me to be like in friendships that are with the things that I want to do that I'm probably not doing now, so it can encourage me. And yeah, it's good to meet people in this world. We all need each other. So why not meet the people who are, again, in alignment of what you see your future self doing? I'd also advise is never take advice from someone who is not doing what you want to do in your life. So people have different paths, and it's better to work towards your goal, because some people will not see your vision and they'll try and talk down on it. But then I'll only listen to someone who's done what I've already wanted to do and will give me genuine advice, other than like, oh, it's not possible, because it's possible. Someone's done it and multiple people are doing it, so why can't I? So how can you not settle for less? I would say build your self-esteem. Confidence is everything. Confidence will get you so far. When you have faith in yourself, people begin to have faith in you as well, because they can see that this person is brave. And in order to be brave, you need to take risks. You need to have courage. And the only person you could truly bet on in this life is yourself. You are your number one. You're living with yourself. You're going to continue living with yourself. So you need to appreciate this body that you're in and bet on yourself. And confidence, just, it can take you so far. So build your self-esteem and tell yourself that you love yourself. Words of affirmation to yourself. Whatever your love languages are, do that for yourself and appreciate yourself and give yourself love instead of expecting it from other people. Another way not to settle for less is to persevere. And to persevere means to be persistent in doing something, although it might be difficult. So being determined is another way of saying perseverance. So even though it may be hard, continue to do it, continue to practice it, continue to put it in your mind and believe in yourself. you will persevere and it will translate in now the people that you have in your life, because the people around you is very important, because you are a product of your environment. So look at the people around you. Is that the type of people that you want to represent you? Because your friends represent you. Okay, today's word of the day is knowing your worth. How do you value yourself? And I think it's all subjective, you know, but it's how you view yourself that truly matters. Nobody else's view of you matters at all, because they're not living in your world. They don't see things from your lens. They don't see things from your perspective. They are not living your life. And when you start to live in your truth and who you truly are as a person, things will start to look up from there. Things will start to be better, because you're not conforming to what people want you to do and living life for other people and caring what other people think. No, you don't do things for other people. It becomes draining, and these people are hard to please. Listen, it's hard for me to please myself. So how can you try and please other people? They're always going to be bored. They're always going to be like, next. So don't live for other people. Live for yourself and do what makes you happy, and put yourself. Sometimes you need to put your, if you're a people pleaser, sometimes you need to put your foot down and be like, nah, wait a minute. This is my show. This is about me. Why am I caring about you? Like, I care about you because you're my friend, but wait a minute. You don't have no right over my life. They just be caring about people who don't even care about them. You know, sometimes even social media people, those people don't really care. So do what makes you happy. Live in your light. Walk in your truth. Know your worth, girls and guys. Don't let anybody walk all over you. Because if you don't know your worth, they will 100%. They will. You give people a mile. Oh, they're taking it. So guys, know your worth. I think it's very important to know your worth. Know your value and put yourself in alignment to what you want, and the world is yours. Well, I hope you guys took a thing or two from this episode. And like I always say, guys, please feel free to DM me on her.successpodcast. Feel free to message me on Miss Princess. No, not Miss Princess. I'm not Miss Princess anymore. I don't know if you guys listen, maybe I mentioned it in my first episode this year that I changed from Miss Princess Susie to Miss Susie Supreme, because Princess is just my younger self and my family knows me as Princess, so that's fine by me. But I feel like a lot of girls go by the name Princess, and I just was like, that's younger me, and I just want to stand out and show you guys that I'm really a Supreme. Like, I hope you guys took a thing or two from this episode, and I hope that you guys can message me, DM me, let's interact. Let me know what you guys would love to hear more of. So stay tuned for the next week's episode, and I can't wait to see you guys till then. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode. Mwah.